I want to present this. It's produced by the New York Academy of Sciences, and it's a report on Chernobyl. Can be downloaded. Yeah. They translated 5,000 articles from Russian the first time into English. It seems that nearly a million people have already died as a result of Chernobyl, despite what WHO says and the IAEA. This is one of the most monstrous cover-ups in the history of medicine, because everybody should know about this. Then we extrapolate through to Japan. Japan is, by orders of magnitude, many times worse than Chernobyl. Never in my life did I think that 6 nuclear reactors would be at risk. I knew the 3 GE engineers who helped design these Mark 1 GE reactors. They resigned because they knew they were dangerous. So Japan built them on an earthquake fault. The reactors partially withstood the earthquake, but the tsunami, but the external electricity supply was cut off. And the external electricity supply supplies the cooling water 1 million gallons a minute to each of those 6 reactors. Without the cooling water, the water falls and the rods are so hot they melt, like at Three Mile Island and at Chernobyl. So the emergency diesel generators, which are as large as a house, got destroyed by the tsunami. So there is no way to keep the water circulating in the reactors. Also, on the roofs of the reactors, not within the containment vessel, are cooling pools. Every year they remove about 30 tons of the most radioactive rods that you could possibly imagine. Each one is 12 feet long and 1/2 inch thick. It gives out so much radiation, like X-rays, that if you stand next to it for a couple of minutes, you'll die. Not drop dead, but with, remember Litvinenko, the Russian who got poisoned by polonium? You'll die like that, with your hair falling out, bleeding to death and dying of massive infection like AIDS patients die. So these are, and they're thermally hot, so they have to be put in a big pool and continually cooled too. The pool has really no roof. There have been 3 hydrogen explosions blowing off the roof of the building, not the containment vessel of the core, but the roof, and exposing the cooling pool. 2 of the cooling pools are dry. They have no water in them, meaning that the nuclear fuel rods are covered with a material called zirconium. When zirconium is exposed to air, it burns, it ignites. And there've been 2 of the fueling pools at this moment are burning. In the fueling, the cooling pools are many times, you know, like 10 to 20 times more radiation than in each reactor core. In each reactor core is as much long-lived radiation as that produced by 1,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs. We are dealing with diabolical energy. E equals mc squared. It's the energy that blows up nuclear bombs. Einstein said nuclear power is a hell of a way to boil water, because that is all nuclear power is used for, to boil water through the massive heat, turn it into steam, turn a turbine which generates electricity. Now, when you fission uranium, 200 new elements are formed, all of which are much more poisonous to the body than the original uranium. Although uranium's pretty poisonous, America used it in Fallujah and Baghdad, and in Fallujah, 80% of the babies being born are grossly deformed. They're being born without brains, single eyes, no arms. The doctors have told the women to stop having babies. The incidence of childhood cancer has gone up about 12 times. This is genocide, it's a nuclear war being conducted in Iraq. But uranium that they're using lasts for more than 4.5 billion years. So we're contaminating the cradle of civilization, the coalition of the willing. In the nuclear power plants, however, is a huge amount of radiation, 200 elements. Some last seconds, some last millions of years. Radioactive iodine lasts 6 weeks. It causes thyroid cancer. That's why people are saying, better take potassium iodide, because that blocks the thyroid uptake of radioactive iodine, which later can cause thyroid cancer. In Chernobyl, over 20,000 people have developed thyroid cancer. They have to have their thyroids out, and they will die unless they take thyroid replacement every day, like a diabetic has to take insulin. Strontium-90 will get out. It lasts for 600 years. It goes to the bone where it causes bone cancer or leukemia. Cesium lasts for 600 years. It's all over Europe. 40% of Europe is still radioactive. Turkish food is extremely radioactive. Do not buy Turkish dried apricots. Do not buy Turkish hazelnuts or dried... The Turks were so cross with the Russians, they sent all their radioactive tea over to Russia after Chernobyl. But 40% of Europe is still radioactive. Farms in Britain, their lambs are so full of cesium they can't sell them. Don't eat European food. But that's nothing compared to what's happening now. One of the most deadly is plutonium, named after Pluto, god of the underworld. 1/1,000,000 of a gram, if you inhale it, will give you cancer. Hypothetically, 1 pound, if evenly distributed, could give everyone on Earth cancer. Each reactor has 250 kilos of plutonium in it, kilograms. You only need 2.5 kilograms to make a bomb, because plutonium is what they make bombs with. It's the only country that has a reactor. From your uranium, you are the biggest exporters of uranium in the world, Cameco. Canada sells two things. It sells wheat for life and uranium for death. Right? Plutonium is going to get out and spread all over the Northern Hemisphere, and it's already heading towards North America now. Plus, radioactive iodine 129, its half-life is 17 million years, plus strontium, plus cesium, plus tritium, and I could go on and on and on. When it rains, down comes fallout, and it concentrates in food. If it gets into the sea, the algae concentrated hundreds of times, then the crustaceans concentrated hundreds of times, then the little fish, then the big fish, then us, because we stand on the apex of the food chain. You can't taste these radioactive elements, you can't see them, and you can't smell them. They're silent. When you get them inside your body, you don't suddenly drop dead of cancer. It takes 5 to 60 years to get your cancer. And when the cancer, if you feel a lump in your breast, doesn't say, I was made by some strontium 90 you ate in a piece of fish 20 years ago. All radiation is damaging. It's cumulative. Each dose you get adds to your risk of getting cancer. With americium, that's more dangerous than plutonium. I mean, I could go on and on. Depends if it rains, if you're going to get it or not. If it rains and the radiation comes down, don't grow food, don't eat the food, and I mean don't eat it for 600 years. The radioactive waste from nuclear power is going to be buried, I hear, just like next to Lake Ontario. It's going to leak, last for millions of years, it's going to get into the water, into the food chains. Radioactive waste will induce epidemics of cancer, leukemia, and genetic disease for the rest of time. This is the greatest public health hazard the world has ever witnessed, apart from the threat every day of nuclear war. Einstein said the splitting of the atom changed everything save man's mode of thinking. Very profound. Thus we drift towards unparalleled catastrophe. We are arrogant, we have a lot of hubris, and I think the reptilian midbrain of some men's brains is pathological. We are now in a situation where we have harnessed the energy of the sun. It is totally out of control, and there's simply nothing we can do about it.